So we're having a short meeting regarding an interesting client, and the challenge is that we've identified through analytics that they've got a page that is now driving more traffic to their website than their actual homepage, which is really unusual. Most of the time, you'll find that the homepage is the most traffic, but in a lot of instances now, as if you've got really good landing pages which are out there solving specific problems, then that can be picked up by Google, and if you've got a lot of time on site, then that can be something that can have a bearing on how Google ranks the page. So what we're doing is we're currently looking at a page which is promoting a Google AdWords offer, and at the moment we're seeing the page was created back in what looks like March 2018, where there was zero traffic, and that traffic now is pointing up to around, well, looking at basically we've got 2,500 page views on the site since over this period, and we've got a 2 minute time on site, but we've got an 83% bounce rate. So the simple thesis of why this has been picked up is that if you've got high traffic pages and low conversion, then you must work on the conversion. If you've got high converting pages and there's no traffic, then obviously we need to drive more traffic, because to get more traffic, then potentially there's far more reward. So I'm just sitting here with Jamie, who helps on the SEO side of things. So yeah, so Jamie, this is the situation. Any thoughts on that?
I would like to see why it's ranking so well organically. I think it's actually one page which is ranking above the homepage in terms of sessions. So that's immediately something that stands out to me. So we use a couple of tools in-house, such as SEMrush and Ahrefs. So I'd be keen on putting this URL into one of those tools and finding out exactly what keywords this page is looking for. Because from there, we can gather the search intent and the search queries that led to people landing on this page. And from there, we can tweak the page accordingly to meet their intent. So, you
Would that
know.
be the best way to get those stats, for of keywords using those tools, not Google
I would.
tools?
Well, these are paid tools, and,
What would you suggest if somebody's not using those tools at the moment? Or could they go to the sites? Can they get demos? Is there a free demo on any of these things?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a free tool available provided by Google, Google Search Console,
Okay.
and they've actually got a new interface introduced earlier this year, and it's very user-friendly. And you can go to the performance section of Google Search Console, look at performance, enter in the URL of the page in question, and it will show you the impressions, the queries, and what position we rank for certain queries. So yeah, absolutely, there's some fantastic free tools out there.
One of the things that is worth discussing is the time on page, because that's got a factor as well, right?
Yeah, it's got a massive SEO bearing, I would say. So Google announced, I think it was last year, that they were rolling out the Rank Brain, a new algorithm. So it takes into account dwell time on page, bounce rate, these sorts of intelligent measures, and ranks the page accordingly. So if people are dwelling on this page for quite a long time, then it's going to be given more kudos in the search engine results page.
We've got so you got an interesting thing here is 2 minutes on average time on the page, but an 83% bounce rate. So how would Google look at that? I mean, this so the dwell time is good, but obviously the bounce rate is clearly not so good. Is
Yeah.
that one of the factors that's taken into account?
Yeah.
Less so, is it?
It's mainly the time on page. So it would look at our competitors in the search engine results page. So whoever's on position 2, 3, 4, and it would take into account how long they're spending on those pages and how long they're spending on this page in question,
Yep.
and it would rank us accordingly.
Okay. So we're going to have a quick look at the page now then. So if we go type in that. And
Is there any plan to change the page in the future?
well, I think that's what we want to that's the purpose of what we're looking at doing now. So if we're getting this high traffic, what we don't want to do is go back to square one by making changes on this page, only then to completely remove any of the SEO ranking that we've got already. So if we go to the actual page,
yeah, it's just I would be careful about that because, well, that's why I'm keen to know what keywords it ranks for, so we can dissect this page and see, in terms of on page, what's it hitting in the right ways. So what's in the H1, what's in the URL, in the image alt text.
So we're gonna have a look at the page, but I just also want to do one of the search terms is I'm gonna put in this. So we're typing in the search term, and basically after paid search for a three-word search for our absolute key term is we're coming at position one.
Yeah, and it strikes me as quite a competitive term, so that's fantastic. That's a good position.
You're saying this company's got some, its domain is strong as well.
Yeah, it's got a really high domain rating. I've looked at it before, and it's in excess of 40, really high URL rating as well. So a domain rating is basically a reflection of the brand equity. If it's well known within its niche, it will have a high domain rating. URL rating is related to the page in question. So if it's got a high URL rating, it's going to rank higher in search results because it has more link just pointing to it, or backlinks pointing to that page.
Right. Okay. So we've got, so coming back then, so lots of traffic because we've basically been indexed and now ranking really strongly for the offer. So the offer is what's getting people's attention. When they're going to the page, there's a dwell time or time on site of 2 minutes, which is adding to that waiting. But the bounce rate is really high and we're getting no business off the back of it. So what we're going to do is I'm going to quick look at this page. So when we look at this page, what we're going to do is we basically, it's quite a long copy page. It's quite a bit on there. So it talks, it reaffirms the offer that's been made. It's basically then got a button at the top which is pointing through to, if I click on that, it just goes through to a contact us form. And there's a few bullet points on there. And it's then got a caveat saying that there's it can only, you know, the offer can only be redeemed with this specific company, which potentially is going to hold people back. So you can see why people are maybe on there for 2 minutes, which is good.
It's been built for people to scroll and take in the information in a very user-friendly way.
Yeah, and it's a responsive mobile-friendly site as well, which is a bonus.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some bearing on that with Google as well.
Yeah, is there a form at the bottom? So I see, you know, whenever you arrive on the page, there's a form hitting you. But what about when they get to the end of the information?
Well, this one just says, what are you waiting for? And then it just says,
a shorter form.
You know, give us a call and an email request. Mm-hmm. So there's not really, there's no offer being made there, is there?
No.
So I guess the purpose of this conversation is about, from an SEO perspective, is if we were going to start messing around and changing the page content, my question is, what are the potential risks and what have we got to do to mitigate those those potential damages? Because the last thing we want to do is, after ranking so strongly, is that we go and damage that.
Yeah. So the first thing, absolutely crucial, which needs to happen, is that URL structure. So whatever it is, it needs to remain intact. It cannot be changed, and if it does, if it is changed, it needs to be 301 redirected to the new path.
Right. Can you just explain what 301 redirect is?
301 redirect is a passing of, so it will redirect from page to page, and 301 is a permanent redirect versus 302, which is temporary. Right. It lets Google basically know that this page has changed, it's changed fully and it's changed permanently.
Yeah.
So any links pointing to it, point it to this one, the new one, because it's going to stay in place forever.
Okay, all right, that's good.
So we need to make sure the URL structure doesn't change.
Yeah.
I would be very hesitant to change the text on the page. I'd be more keen on adding text to the page.
Right.
Because Google likes pages with a high word count, essentially, in excess of 1,500 words. I'm not sure what this page is, but I assume it's hitting the right spot. If it's ranking so highly for a competitive term, we need to make sure that the H1s are intact and retain the keyword that we're ranking for.
So H1s are
a heading. So
yeah.
basically the biggest heading on the page,
Yeah.
and that's wrapped in a H1 HTML tag.
Yeah.
And you can use well, you can look at the page's source code to find out where the H1s are, or the back end of the CMS. So if you're using WordPress,
Yeah.
it's very easy to find out where the H1s are, H2s, and all the way up to H6. So if you have a good heading structure from H1 to H6, it's good for user friendliness because they know what content's where, and it's good for SEO because it lets Google know what keywords within that topic that you're targeting.
Yeah. Okay. So, one of the things I've noticed on here is it's making an offer, but then it's putting the offer with a caveat, which is probably the biggest reason we're not getting inquiries through this. So we're going to need to work on how we engage people to want to sign up
Yeah,
to this.
I mean, this is strictly not SEO, but I noticed in the form there's 1, 2, 3, 4 fields to fill in. I would potentially do a bit of testing and see what happens if you remove two of the fields, or even one field, and less commitment from the visitor, and then there'll be less friction to the conversion, essentially.
I mean, there is a thing there, actually. We could add an instant gratification, like a white paper, and get a first name, second name, put them onto a marketing automation.
Yeah.
So if it's high traffic, even if you got 20, 30% of those, you could over time build some rapport and get them on that.
absolutely. And sort of nurture them a bit before you're getting all of their details.
Okay. So going back to the advice then is basically in terms of content. Don't look to change huge amounts on what's the content that's already there.
Yeah.
Add the content. I mean, could we push the content down the page below the fold and then actually put what we feel is more relevant content at the beginning of the page and measure the bounce rate off the back of that or time on site?
You need to be careful with that because, in terms of SEO, Google likes to see your target keyword within the first paragraph of the page.
Right.
So if you start pushing the content down, or restructuring the page, you just need to be wary of getting the target, well, the primary keywords in this scenario in the first, let's say, 100 words or paragraph.
Right. And what sort of optimum number of words did you say again that we should be looking at on this?
Between
As a page?
1500 and 1000
Right, okay.
is ideal.
I don't think we're running, looking at this, I don't think we're running that many.
Because that's obviously going to increase dwell time,
Yeah.
which is, as we stated, a good ranking factor.
Okay. All right. Great.
Lastly, I don't think I've mentioned this, but whenever you restructure the page and you add new things to possibly a video, video is good for SEO as well.
How does that work then? How does a video work with SEO?
Well, essentially, if it's an embedded YouTube video and you click on it, what's it going to do? You're going to spend more time on the page.
Right.
So dwell time, you might increase dwell time by 20% as they watch half the video or
Yeah.
whatever. So there's going to be that factor taken into account, and the engagement. So they're clicking on an element on the page.
Right.
So that there's
So that's a
a.
really good strategy to get more time on site.
Yeah, exactly. Any sort of multimedia, anything to break up the text,
Yeah.
will increase dwell time.
Yeah.
But video is a good thing. I was just getting to also, whenever you're adding things, you need to be wary of site speed. So you need to make sure you have a caching plugin. If you're using WordPress, I would suggest WP Rocket. It does most of the hard work for you because the site speed is absolutely crucial in terms of SEO benefit these days. I think the recommendation is a page should not load slower than 3 seconds. People are impatient nowadays. They expect to see the page loading in this time, and especially if they're on the go on their mobile, which is another kettle of fish. So we need, yeah.
So one more question. Accelerated mobile pages, right? Is this, would it be advantageous to take that methodology on this and make it really lightweight?
Oh, absolutely. Google, they announced, what was it, in March this year, that they were rolling out mobile-first indexing. So mobile is more crucial than ever, as mobile sessions outstrips that of desktop across the board. So we need to make sure that pages are optimized for these devices.
Mm.
And AMP is a fantastic way to achieve this. And again, if you're using WordPress, there's really easy to use user-friendly plugins, accelerated mobile pages that will automatically render an AMP version of that page. So yeah, I would advise people to get on that as soon as possible, especially if your competitors are doing it, because already they will have a competitive edge in terms of AMP. So yeah, you need to look at the competition.
I'm hearing more and more, everything I'm hearing is that there's been a lot of talk about mobile, and there still continues to be, but speed is something now is taken really seriously by Google in terms of ranking, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. And if you're looking to check your speed, a tool that we use in-house is GT Metrics. So if you type in GT Metrics into Google, that's the tool to use, because Google's own page speed tool is a bit defunct now, and it doesn't give enough detail. It doesn't give enough information on the problems to solve.
Yeah, brilliant.
From my experience.
All right, Jamie, that's been fantastic. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add the link to all of the sites that James mentioned into the bio, so have a look on there and check them out. I think that'd be really useful for you. So, thanks, Jamie.
It's okay.